thing of, you know, when they, when women would boil their clothes out in the backyard, the big black thing they had.
Hmm.
What'd they call that?
Oh.
Do you know, did you ever see that, you know?
I have one. Pine down chunk pine. A boil.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, but I can't remember the name of it.
Did you ever hear of the boiler?
It's a boiler, honey, pot. But I mean, they call it a different name.
It was a wash pot. Mommy used to boil clothes in it.
Yeah, I know, but I can't think of the name
of
it. That's
the only name it is. They know the name of it, wash pot.
I can't remember.
Did you ever hear it called a kettle?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's another name, too. I can't remember what it is.
What about something, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
A vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a...
A knife and a fork and a plate and a napkin.
Or if you had
spoon.
Coffee. Okay. And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out a steak.
Nice.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash the dishes.
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries them.
Or in clear water, she...
Rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
A dishcloth.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
A dish rag.
And to bathe your face with, you have...
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel, a bath towel.
And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a... You know what I mean?
You have a pitcher. That's what we're talking about. Pour it in the water.
Something like a stein?
A stein, or...
Shaped like that, you know.
A wine glass?
No, that you would... Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a Coke bottle to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through
a... A pitcher? No, a funnel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had to think a minute, honey.
And a long time ago, after you'd open up a bottle, to close it back up, you'd stick in a...
Stopper.
Made out of...
Cork. Or wood.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you carry them out in a clothes...
Hamper. Basket.
Cork. Okay. And if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
Bulb.
And...
No. Not with a lamp. Now you see that ain't
a
right.
Globe.
A globe.
Uh-huh. A lamp globe.
A lamp globe.
Fine.
Like with the wick went in,
have
Mama.
That anymore.
No, but I mean she wants to know, you know,
yeah.
The wick. That's what she wants to know.
What about you know, in an ink pen, there's one kind of pen that you put the ink in.
Yeah,
in
ink well.
Well, it comes in a little tube. It's a more modern kind.
Oh, yeah. The ink well, we used to put out a long time ago when the phrase came out. Is that what you want to talk about?
Well, what about the ones that came out later? They would have the little tubes with ink. They call those
a ballpoint?
Fountain pen?
Fountain pen?
Ball pen?
Or something.
Fountain pen?
It was regular ink they had, but they'd come in a little cylinder, sort of. And you'd put it in there?
Oh, on a cartridge.
Uh-huh. And what do they make out of sugar cane?
Sugar. Syrup.
Uh-huh. What about something similar to syrup? Or maybe another name for syrup?
Molasses.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Molasses is dark. I think syrup is, I don't know what the difference, lighter.
Uh-huh.
Molasses is dark.